Joining us this morning on the Trocare College Live Line, tech reporter Mike Dubusky, who's taking a look at a number of things in the tech world. As always, great to have you with us here, Mike. We've been talking about this story and want to kind of get to the bottom of this. Telegram, this app, overseas, the founder and CEO arrested outside of Paris. What can you help us kind of understand this story and why he was arrested, what this app has been doing?
Yeah, that's right. So Pavel Durov is the CEO of Telegram. And Telegram might not be an app that we immediately think of when we think about big tech here in the United States, but globally, this thing is huge. It promises to be a very secure messaging service and one that can support huge group chats, right? Not just the 10 or 20 people who are in the group chats that you're in right now. We're talking like 10,000, 20,000 people who can be a part of one group chat on Telegram. And it has been popular as a result of those features. Everyone from, you know, dads in Brooklyn who want to organize pickleball tournaments to even organizations. And the Russian military has been reported to use Telegram to sort of plan its next maneuvers. So this is a very popular app. The company says they boast nearly a billion users worldwide. And over the weekend, Pavel Durov, the CEO, was arrested by French authorities. Now, French authorities say that this is in connection with a huge sprawling investigation that they're doing into illegal and illicit content on Telegram, everything from drug trafficking to child sexual abuse material and fraud, as well as a lack of cooperation between company executives and those authorities. Now, what's interesting here, guys, is that Durov himself is not implicated in any specific crime, according to the French authorities. They're not saying that he engaged in drug trafficking. Rather, his platform, simply by hosting that content, could be implicated here under these European tech laws.
Is this case a red flag at all for other platforms?
I think so. You can imagine that executives at X and at Google and at Meta and at others are going to be watching this very closely going forward, because this is a pretty significant escalation. In the past, when a tech company ran afoul of law in the European Union, specifically the Digital Services Act, which sort of covers this type of illicit material happening on social media, they were hit with a fine, right? Now, authorities going so far as to arrest the CEO of a specific company, albeit one that does have a problem with this type of thing. It's very difficult to moderate, you know, this content specifically with regards to, you know, their emphasis on security and secure communications. But, you know, that's a pretty big level up from a fine, is to arrest an executive. So you can imagine that other tech firms are going to be watching this pretty closely.
Okay, interesting there. We also know that coming up soon, Apple is set to unveil some new iPhones. How new will they look? I mean, that's one question. I guess the question that I have for you, Mike, is what does this mean for people looking for a new phone? Like, does this mean that there's a sweet time to buy a newish or even older iPhone that prices might change soon?
Yes. Generally speaking, the fall is your time to do that if you're looking to upgrade your iPhone. That's because that's when Apple releases new iPhones. That means that you have the opportunity to get the latest phone. The one that is coming up in the next few weeks here is the iPhone 16. Yesterday, Apple announced that they're going to unveil that on September 9th, which is not next Monday, but the following Monday. But it also means that their lineup sort of shifts around, right? Currently, the iPhone 15 is at the top of the range. The iPhone 15 generally will remain on sale for another year or so with a bit of a price cut. So that's kind of their entry-level model now. Or you can sort of bump up to the newer model, the 16 and presumably the 16 Pro as well. So yeah, the fall is generally your time to do that. Apple has really liked the fall time slot for new iPhone releases. It allows them to get their products out there ahead of the holiday shopping season, and they're not the only smartphone maker that does it. We were talking a few weeks ago about Google releasing the new Pixel, sort of trying to preempt Apple here a little bit with the new Pixel 9, which went on sale just a few weeks ago. So interesting kind of strategic moment here for various smartphone manufacturers. Apple is the latest one, expected to reveal the iPhone 16 on September 9th.
Yeah, and the 16, what is the cost and what is the difference really, do you know yet, between the 16 and the 15?
We don't really know specifics yet. In terms of cost, we expect it to remain largely the same. There might be a small price bump, and that could be motivated by the fact that these phones are expected to run faster processors to support new artificial intelligence tools that Apple has been touting as of late. And that could potentially lead to a price bump. Right now, if you want an iPhone 15 Pro, that's going to be $1,000. If you want the Pro Max, which is the slightly bigger model, you're going to be spending about $100, $200 more, depending on how much size or storage that you want in your phone. Of course, there are baseline iPhone 15s as well, which go for $800 and $900. And they have what is known as the iPhone SE, which is sort of their very entry-level model. And you know, it still comes with a button. It still has sort of the older design. And that is a couple $100. I believe that is $500, if I'm right in remembering that. So, you know, they have a range of different devices there. In terms of what's going to be different, we talked a little bit about the processors. This seems to be a subtler update in terms of hardware. The phones are generally expected to look the same. The emphasis is really going to be on these artificial intelligence technologies. But of course, you know, maybe a camera upgrade, that would not be super surprising. We're also expecting some new accessory devices as well, new AirPods possibly, and maybe a new version of the Apple Watch as well.
Upgrade the camera, faster processor, ship it out, get, you know, rake in the money. That's, yep. That's like everything for the last decade. Have they reached a sweet spot with like the pricing here? I mean, you mentioned $1,000 and then it even could go up from there. And I struggle with if it's expensive or not, because on one hand, like, yeah, it is, clearly. It's $1,000 for a phone. On the other, you know, for people who are always on their phones, which is... like, you look around just about everybody all day, it's the thing you probably use most in life. So yeah. Spending a ton of money on it is probably not crazy.
Absolutely. And I mean, you look at, from Apple's perspective, just kind of the sales numbers of iPhones, people aren't upgrading as much as they used to, right? There was a time when really enthusiastic Apple fanboys and people who are really into tech would upgrade their iPhone like every year, right? And there were certain cell phone plans that would support that. That's not really happening as much anymore. And I think that's because the cost has creeped up. The iPhone X was the first iPhone to crest $1,000, and that was seen as this sort of watershed moment. Can they sell a phone for $1,000? The answer, yeah, they can, pretty successfully. And I think that's also why we're seeing Apple shift strategy a little bit here. They're not selling iPhones at the same clip that they used to, but they are getting into things like recurring revenue. Apple TV Plus costs a few bucks a month. Apple Fitness Plus, Apple Music Plus all cost a few bucks a month. Getting you into the recurring revenue services business allows Apple to have a little bit more of a durable revenue stream than relying on people to buy a new iPhone every year. So I think that's also kind of what we're seeing from Apple and from other companies as well.
All right. Hey, Mike, thank you.
Of course, guys. Take care.
Mike Dubusky, tech reporter, right here every Tuesday on WBEN.